A. Annie Londonderry. Annie Cohen-Kopjovsky, commonly known as Annie Londonderry, was the first woman to ride a bicycle around the world. Some people say she did this in response to a bet that a woman could not make such a journey, though the truth of that story is debated. When she began her journey in 1894, she had only ridden a bicycle a few times. Still, she wanted to prove women had the mental and physical strength to meet such a challenge. Londonderry believed women should be less restricted in their family and work lives and encouraged women to wear whatever clothing they wanted. In fact, she wore men's clothing for much of her journey. Along the way, Londonderry made money in various ways, including telling stories of her adventures and displaying companies' advertising posters on her bicycles. In fact, the nickname Londonderry comes from the name of a spring water company whose product she promoted.
Questions. Number 13. What is one reason Annie Londonderry began her trip? Number 14. What is one way Londonderry earned money on her trip?
B. Barn quilts. Quilting involves sewing layers of fabric into patterns to create a warm, attractive blanket known as a quilt. On farms in some parts of the U.S., however, quilt patterns are also used for a different purpose, to create artwork on the side of barns. The practice of painting symbols on barns was first brought to the U.S. in the 1800s by German immigrants who believed the images would bring good fortune to their farms. In 2001, one American woman decided to paint a quilt design on her barn to honor her mother, who had been a quilt maker. She encouraged other barn owners to decorate their barns with similar designs, now known as barn quilts. This led to the creation of a barn quilt trail, a series of local barn quilts that visitors could view. Many communities now have such trails, and the boost to tourism has improved local economies.
Questions. Number 15. What does the speaker say about the paintings made by German immigrants? Number 16. What has been one effect of barn quilts in the U.S.?